As we come to the Lord's table today, I'm remembered that some of our ancestors in faith, mostly forefathers in faith, were so serious about this table and about preserving its sacredness and the sanctuary, the safety of it, were zealous in their defense of it. And they started protecting it, protecting this deep sacramental time when God's presence is most intimately experienced in the heart of a congregation. They literally built walls around the table in order to approach the table. That's why these steps are open. It's partially why there's no handrail on these steps, so that there's nothing even that looks like a wall here. There'd be a little gate. And in order to receive communion, well, frequently you had to give a token. Not a tithe, but either you went to confession and you received a token, but you received a token to prove that you were on the good side, that you'd done everything you were supposed to do, at least in the eyes of the priest or the minister and the elders, and so you were worthy to come into God's holy presence at this table. And over the centuries, different priests and pastors got really zealous about how they protected this table. And they started telling people whether they could or couldn't come, including whole other congregations and their wayward ministers. And so there was a whole period of time, it doesn't happen as much anymore, but it used to happen all the time, where different congregations would excommunicate other pastors and theologians and other congregations, which meant they were not welcome at this table. On the face of it, it was just a zealous interpretation of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, in which he instructed that nobody come to the table without being properly examined. Of course, Paul said self-examined, and the problem here were all the ways that other people were taking it upon themselves to try and examine other people for them. They're trying to help you out. But some of our direct ancestors in faith in what became the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, got particularly frustrated when in the Presbyterian tradition there were four different branches of who could commune with whom and who most definitely could not. And it was so bad that in the town of Washington, Pennsylvania, named for our first president, but even today not exactly the largest city that you'd ever imagine. I mean, they have a mall. It's where two interstates cross, so there's, you know, plenty of restaurants, but it's still not very big. And this was in 1800. There weren't that many people there. It was in the middle of western Pennsylvania on the frontier. There were four Presbyterian churches in this little town, one for each of those four different bickering groups. And Alexander Campbell said, "This is absolutely ridiculous." And when he and a few other elders couldn't fix the problem, they said, "We want no part of it." And they left Washington, PA. They seceded. They dissolved their membership and went out and started what they called sometimes a brotherhood. They started what became us. And they said, "It's not that this table is not sacred. And it's not that we shouldn't examine ourselves before we come to it. But if we start examining everybody else, so the way we're going to keep it sacred, we're going to tear down the wall, and we're going to say, anybody who comes, come. Because there were too many things getting in the way of people coming into God's presence. And they came out of good motivations. They really did. But they were eating the church from the inside out. We're not perfect as disciples either. But at the very least, we said, we cannot keep making this mistake. So, I invite you to this table. All of you. Come and experience God's holy presence in this sacramental moment. I didn't expect to get that emotional. So I come to the table this day with tears of joy. You come ajar. You are welcome, and I hope we'll be blessed by God's presence at this table this day.